A reading from the Gospel of Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. The word of the Lord. This reading reminds me of a time when I reached for a bleak china teacup, which my grandmother had treasured. It was on top of a display shelf in our living room. It was magnificent to look at, classic. But when I took it down, inside was filled with dust and cobwebs. I let out a shriek as I rushed to the sink to wash it. Presentation is important. It grabs our attention and makes us listen at first. Ritual is an important part of my spiritual life. It does catch my attention. It does call me to reflection, to think. But there are also times when the means become the end. We can become so structured in the rituals that they take precedence over what they are supposed to call us to. The rosary, it is supposed to call us to be contemplative, to bring the story of Christ to our lives today, to call us to care as Jesus did. The decades of the rosary are not coupons that will get us into heaven. The statues of our saints, before which we light candles, are supposed to call us to think of the example of their lives and how they gave themselves to the principles of the gospel. They are not meant to be political connections that we can use to obtain the favors we ask for in our prayers to the saints. We do not attend Mass to get the favor of Jesus as though he were a political power figure who can help us to get what we want. We go to learn how we can give our body and our blood as he did to bring the reign of God into our world. In today's world of global economic crisis, I cannot help but see this happening. So much emphasis has been placed on how we look, our title, clothes, cars, houses, that the inside of our cup has lost our attention. Greed, position, and power have taken control of the rituals of our life. Give alms, Jesus says. Care about others, especially those in need. And everything, everything will be clean for you. O Lord, give me the grace to clean out my cup.